Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Tzadi Dalid, Zvachim 94b, pagination is 188. We'll start towards the bottom of the page at Masnisin, the new Mishnah. The Mishnah is based on a section in Parshas Tzav, which we mentioned in the previous section, the end of Perek Vav in Vayikra. The Pasuk says in Pasuk Chaf, Vasher yizeh midama al habeged, if blood of the Karban Chatos will splatter onto a garment. So the rule is, techabes b'makom kadosh, it has to be washed in a holy place, it has to be washed in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, our Mishnah is going to state that law, and then is going to consider the situation where the garment left the Beis HaMikdash and became tameh outside of the Beis HaMikdash. And now what am I supposed to do? I have a mitzvah to wash it b'makom kadosh, but I'm not allowed to bring tumah into the Beis HaMikdash. What's my solution? The pasuk continues, pasuk chaf aleph, and the earthenware vessels in which the Karban Chatos was cooked have to be broken. So this has nothing to do with blood, but it's also a law regarding the Karban Chatos. And if it was cooked in literally copper, but metal, umorak v'shutaf b'moyim, it's going to have to be purged and then rinsed with water. And this is referring to the rules of Nosar, that the leftover of the Chatos, which is in this vessel, has to be addressed. And we're going to, in the case of metal, kasher it. This, by the way, is the source, according to many, of washing the vessel off after kashering, when we do our kashering. Again, the first rule was that the garment has to be washed in a makom kadosh from splattered blood. And the next two cases were that vessels in which you cooked the Karban Chatos have to be addressed in a makom kadosh. Our Mishnah states as follows. Beged sheyatza chutz lekalaim, a garment that was taken out of the curtains, meaning out of the Beis HaMikdash, nichnas, should be brought back in, umechabso b'makom kadosh, and you're going to wash it in a holy place. Rashi tells us the garment that went out had splattered blood on it from the chatos, and that's why we're bringing it back in. Nitma, as I described. What happens if it became tamei chutz l'klaim while it was outside? Koro, they would tear it. V'nichnas u'mechabso b'makom kadosh, and then they would bring it in and be able to wash it. The function of this tearing is that it takes it out of its tuma, but somehow retains its status of garment so that it's still appropriate to wash it and fulfill the rule of washing the garment. The Mishnah continues, Kli cheres, if you have an earthenware vessel, and the reason we're addressing this is because it had the meat of the Karban Chatos cooked in it, and therefore the rule of Pasuk Chaf Aleph is relevant. Sheyatza chutz leklaim, it went out of the curtain. Nichnas, you bring it in. Vishovro b'makom kadosh, and you break it in a holy place. Nitma, what happens if it became tameh while it was outside, and therefore you can't bring it the tuma in? Nitma chutz leklaim. Nokvo, so you make a hole in it. It loses its tuma, but it's still called a keli. V'nichnas v'shovra b'makom kadosh, and you bring it in, and then you can break it. Kli nechoshes. What happens if it's copper, if it's metal? Shayatzu chutz l'klayim. And again, the situation that needs to be addressed is that it cooked the basar of the chatos in it. So it was yatzu chutz l'klayim. It went out. It became nichna. So you bring it back in. Umarko v'shotfa b'bakum kadosh. You purge it and you wash it in a holy place. But nitma chutz l'klayim, if it became tame, so you need to do something in order to be allowed to bring it in. Poch, so you make a significant diminishing in it. It's not enough just to be nokev to make a hole. It's got to really have a gap, but it's still on some level going to be called a keli, even though it lost its tumah. V'nichnas, and you bring it in, umarko v'shotfa b'makom kadosh, and you purge and then rinse in the holy place. And so we have three cases where the item in question has to be addressed b'makom kadosh. And in all of the three cases, the simple scenario, if it went out, just bring it back in. But if it's nitma, then we have to somehow diminish it so that the tumma goes off. And then we can bring it in and address it in whatever way needs to be addressed. In the case of a garment, to be washed. In the case of kli cheres, to be broken. In the case of kli nechoshes, to be kashered. There's a fascinating wording in Rashi. Rashi describes, as the Gemara begins, the Mishayer Bey, that you're going to cut the garment, but not entirely. So Rashi says, Mishayer Bo Kedei Rochav Sudar. You leave the amount that could be used as a kerchief. Dimitim also tahar hoil venikra, rubo. From its toma, it's been purified, because most of it was torn. Vekevin shashaya bo kadei ma'aforas, but since you left the amount of the kerchief, it still has the potential to be used, to be repaired. Ushmo alav ubeged karinan be, and it's still called a garment, so that it's still relevant to bring it in and wash it. The concept of tearing most of it, so that it changes status, is something that we encounter by the laws of tzitzis. If a person wanted to turn an undershirt into a potential tzitzis garment, they would slit the two sides most of the way, creating four corners. And that would be a status changer on the item, still called a garment, but it would have been metayer it from its tumma, is the description over here. Let's look at the last two lines of the Gemara on this page. The Ha'amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, Lo shanu elo shelo shayir bo kadei ma'aforis. If you want to be metayer something, you can't leave the amount of the ma'aforis, the amount of the kerchief, a certain amount that's still usable. That's still going to be an attachment, and it's still going to be the status of tuma, and you were not making it tahar the way our Mishnah described. And the Gemara answers on the top of the next page, midrabanon hu, that rule that if you left a certain amount, it's still going to be tameh, is only rabbinically. And our Mishnah was dealing with a situation where we needed a solution to fulfill Torah law, and the description was that if you tear it that much, it will lose the tumah, and indeed, biblically, it loses its tumah, even if in a typical case, leaving that amount, would still have it rabbinically tameh. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.